Well, Owen, first of all, anyway, congratulations on being chosen as Kerry captain. Not your first time, you captained them for one game before, but what does it mean now to be Kerry captain? How important is it to you?
Well, first of all, thank you very much, Weishi. It's obviously an honour for myself. It's an honour for the Crokes, again, to have the captain for 2013, and it's an honour for my family and friends, I suppose, as well. It's something that I suppose, I didn't really aspire to, as you know. 2 or 3 years ago, I stepped down off the county panel and came back then 2 years ago under Jack O'Connor, and I've been enjoying my football since. If you asked me 2 or 3 years ago when I came back, I think it was 2011, in around March, April, when I came back, that I wouldn't have been saying that I would have been possibly even playing inter-county 2 years, 2013, let alone captaining the side. But now that it's come along, I'm delighted to be fulfilling the role.
What has it been like for you, Owen, since you were appointed captain? I know that captaincy of the Kerry team is a huge thing, and there's going to be a lot of things for you to be doing, people meeting, people like myself troubling you, and press conferences and stuff like that.
Well, I suppose that being involved in Kerry, the first and foremost is your own individual preparation. That won't change, obviously, whether it's the weights work in the gym, whether it's the flexibility programmes, your diet, and obviously then with a view to performing at every training and then going into games. Now, on top of that, I suppose there is probably an extra bit of media work involved. But nothing, once everything is planned and things like that in advance, there's going to be no real issues. The team at the moment, let's say I've been involved with the Kerry setup the last few trainings, and just involved now against UCC, just in around the team setup. It's a very, very, as Eamon said, very experimental setup at the moment, so there's no real settled nature to it. There's a lot of fellas playing with colleges and things like that. So I think really until, let's say, the panel is settles down towards the league and stuff like that, there isn't a whole pile extra to the role, let's say, involved in the dressing room. Obviously the main, let's say, focus of Kerry this year, we want to achieve as much success as we can, but it's to bring on a lot of younger fellas, primarily with a view to breaking into the team this year, but again to leave Kerry, I suppose, in a strong position for to challenge in years to come. And the role I kind of see myself is helping out a lot of these younger fellas, because to come into an experienced dressing room, especially a Kerry dressing room, an inter-county dressing room, it can be daunting for young fellas, and what I feel is I'd be there to help any of these young fellas if they need any bit of advice to help them out.
Would you have been conscious, Owen, as a young fella growing up and even up now, would you have been conscious of Kerry captains down through the years? Is there anything that stands out in your mind in relation to, like all Kerry young fellas, you'd have stood on the side of the street in Killarney with your family watching the captain bringing home the cup down through the years? Does anything stand out for you in that respect?
Yeah, well, I suppose just I was born in 1980, and obviously, with memory and whatnot, it was probably, I remember Paddy O'Shea, 85, Tommy Doyle, 86, and then obviously there was a barren period until Liam Hassett in 1997. I remember as a young fella, even my parents giving me the posters at the time, they were up on the wall, 84, 85, 86, and I don't know where they went since, but they would have been nice things to keep, even, like, you know, nice mementos. They might be above in the attic now or someplace, but obviously then Liam Hassett in 97, and then I kind of was involved in the panel in 2000 with Seamus Moynan, who was a fantastic captain, and I've been in and around the panel since then, like, so I'd have played under a lot of captains. Let's say Seamus, obviously there was the likes of Darragh O'Shea, Darragh O'Caneda, Declan O'Sullivan, Darren O'Sullivan have all had success, and our own, obviously, Colm Cooper.
You retired a few years ago, Owen, and you came back again. Why did you retire, and then why did you come back?
Well, I suppose primarily, really, is that everybody, it's an amateur sport. Fellas play it to enjoy it, and if it becomes a bit of a chore, it became a bit of a chore, and I wasn't really enjoying it to the extent that I should have been. Probably a lot of that was that I was playing in a forward role, which earlier in my career suited me. As I got older, I felt it more difficult to make the necessary impact in games and the impact that I wanted in games. So I wasn't really enjoying it. You have to put, when you play inter-county football, you have to put your life on hold, whether it be, there's a lot of sacrifices to be made, whether by work sacrifices, holidays, family sacrifices, things like that. You're away a lot of weekends, you're away most evenings. And I just felt at the time that it wasn't something that I was enjoying. So In them circumstances, I stepped down from the inter-county setup. I always enjoyed playing away with the club, because I suppose the demands, and you aren't as strenuous and as serious. Now, when I stepped down from the inter-county setup, I started really enjoying my football again in the defensive role with the Crokes. Jack O'Connor obviously saw something in it, and he asked me back into the panel as a defensive player. And since then, thanks be to God, everything's been going fairly well, and I'm enjoying my football.
Would you have got your football from your mother or from your father?
They'd both claim something anyway. Niall obviously played football. My mother is a Cavan woman. Not too many people know that, but she came down to Killarney and met my father. She would have been involved in athletics and stuff like that, so I suppose a bit of both, really.
Yeah. Well, I'll turn to your dad, to Niall, an old friend of mine. Trained him one time when he was playing with Killarney, would you believe? And Crokes and Legion and all were all together. Niall, first of all, anyway, thanks for talking to me, and congratulations to you and your wife and all your family and having your son, Captain Kerry.
It's a fabulous honour, as they say in Kerry, it's a great honour, but at the same time, it isn't much good unless we bring home Sam next September, so that's the ambition. Hopefully we'll be able to achieve it and Kerry have a good year. I think they're excited about the new setup, and hopefully it'll work, and maybe a change might be a good thing, and freshen things up is no harm either.
One mentioned there about your wife. Tell us about her, a Cavan woman, and what kind of sport or football would be in the background up there, Niall?
Well, Bridie Carr was her maiden name. I met her actually in the Tatler Jack, and she was emigrating to Australia, and we met up, and she didn't make the trip to Australia. We got married a few years later, thanks be to God. And she used to be involved in athletics when she was in UCG, and that's really all she did, really, was athletics. She didn't know much about GA until she married me and got involved in GA here, and now she's nearly as fanatical as myself.
Your late mother and father, Lartimus and the two of them, who I'd have known well, grew up alongside them down in Lower New Street. But your dad in particular had a tremendous hurling background. He was one of the men who was instrumental in Killarney winning their one and only hurling county championship in 1969. You must have great memories of your dad, Niall.
About the hurling, 69, I remember it. I was at the match. He was trainer with Pat Cronin from Clare. They brought him in to assist in the training, and it was until the day he died, he'll never forget that day. It was one of his proudest moments. He was chairman of the club at the time. He actually was chairman of the hurling club for 20 years, and he loved hurling. When I was growing up, we'll say before I became involved in the Crokes at about 13, it was all hurling with him, and regattas and fishing. There was no such thing as Crokes or Legion in our house because he wasn't involved in any of them, and he didn't really follow the GA. It was hurling always, and he just got to the hurling final every year, and he went up to the hurling final up to the time he was able to go up, and he never worried about the GA final. It was the hurling final he wanted to go to.
But the hurling was very passionate with him there, and he had the likes of Pat Doyle, and you had Johnny Cullett. He was the captain in 69. It was the only time Killarney ever won a county championship. But as you said, I remember him having meetings, you on the handy stores in Killarney, down there near the cinema, and all the hurling meetings were held there. It was a real GA house, Owen, your house.
Oh, as a matter of fact, in 69... Yeah. After they won it, the victory celebrations were held upstairs in the handy. There was no such thing as going to hotels them times. It was the handy stores with the victory celebrations, and the music was up there, and the drink and the sandwiches was up there. And it was a great GA host, there's no question about it. He loved the GA all his life, and he was passionate about hurling, that's all I can say. But not so much the football until I got involved, and then he started following me.
Your late mother, would there have been sport in that background?
Not really. No, my mother was from Kanturk, and she was reared in Cork City, but not so much really. No, she came to Killarney actually, and she was a teacher in Killarney in the old technical school, which is opposite where my father was born actually, in the Hibernian House in New Street, and she taught there all her life under Tim Healy and Sean Russell, were her two headmasters, but there wasn't really great sport in her background at all.
Owen, would you have been conscious, I've no doubt you listened to your dad talking about your grandfather, and would you have been very conscious of the hurling background, and did you ever play a bit of hurling? Did you ever want to play a bit of hurling?
Yeah, I suppose that as a young fella in the 80s and early 90s, going down to Lower New Street, I was particularly close to my grandmother. She used to be always talking about, let's say, going to the UCC games and following the Crokes. It became, I suppose, when you have a family member involved, it became their passion, going to matches. And she, I remember her recalling, telling about going, following UCC to all Munster finals and over up the country, I think, to play, was it the Derry champions in the UCC in the All-Ireland semi-final, following Kerry with Niall under 21, and she was very, very proud of that. She said, I suppose their weekends and stuff would revolve then around going to matches and stuff. My grandfather, Donny, he, obviously we used to know that hurling was his passion, but at the time I suppose that he was gone beyond the administrative side of things. It was more of a passion rather than being involved hands-on. So he used to always go up to the hurling final, but then I suppose that he also had rowing was a passion of his, and fishing was a passion of his here in Killarney.
Did you row?
I rowed, just as regards to getting back to the hurling, I remember St. Pat's was the hurling club at the time. It probably wasn't as organised as it would be now, the hurling in East Kerry. So I remember going up to the field beside St. Finian's, where there's medical buildings there now, HSE buildings. And I remember a couple of Saturday mornings playing hurling there, but I suppose you really need to play a good bit of hurling to get the touch and to get the feel for it. And no, I was playing the football at the time, so I didn't stick with it long, to be honest. Rowing then, I remember St. Brendan's Rowing Club here down beside Rosscastle was the family's rowing club, really. And I remember as a young fella, 14 or 15, going down to the rowing club. I remember starting off, the Teddy O'Brien used to be the coxswain, used to be the coach, I suppose, and he used to, it was probably about May that they'd start up the training for the regatta in July or thereabouts. And that summer, I was going on a foreign language exchange to Germany. So when I looked at the dates, I knew that I wasn't going to be around for the regatta. So that was short lived as well. The following years, then I got involved, I suppose, with Kerry Minors and Kerry Under 16 squads and things like that. And I remember one thing that Niall said to me when I was growing up is that the rowing, he used to do a good bit of it. It didn't complement the football at all. It was a different type of training, and it kind of almost slowed people down, let's say, who got very much involved in the running. Whereas, as you know, let's say, getting around the field at pace is one of the most important things in the football. So it never took off from there. My wife Mary then rowed with St. Brendan's, and she won a senior six, actually, with St. Brendan's. Early, about 10 years ago, thereabouts, so that was a big achievement for her as well.
Yeah, just a huge involvement in sport in the family. Niall, I suppose the Brosnan family would typify, there are three clubs in Killarney, the Crokes, the Legion and Spa, the Crokes and the Legion are the town teams, and the Crokes the dominating club. But you could nearly typify how the two clubs and the families intermingle. You could have very easy not been have been a Crokeman, because your cousins, your first cousins, they're all very staunch Legion men and have played with Kerry.
Actually, I was talking to Donald over the Christmas, my first cousin, and Donald and Padraig and Sean played with the Legion.
And with Kerry?
And with Kerry also. But I actually was the eldest of them, and I just as easy could have been with Legion. What happened actually was I was playing with the Altar Boys, because I was a member of the Altar Boys, and Tiggy Fleming asked me one day, I must have impressed him in the match between the Altar Boys and the Choir Boys, would I have joined the Crokes? So I said I would. So I actually didn't know the difference between the two of them at the time. But actually the following day, Sean Grady called to the house and asked me would I join the Legion. So it was actually, if Sean had asked me before Tiger asked me, I'd have gone with the Legion. It was that tight.
Yeah, amazing. That's the way it is in Killarney, isn't it? But things have been more stringent now in relation to families. But now, your football career then, it would have mirrored Owen's, your son's, in a little way, because both of you have the unique distinction of winning Cork County Championship medals with UCC, father and son.
Yeah. I played with the Crokes for probably 15 years, senior, and I played with UCC and won the Cork County Championship medal, and actually we were beaten in the All-Ireland Club Final by Belahi by a point, and some of the greats of Kerry were playing with us, Brendan and Paddy Lynch and some other fellows who became great friends of mine as well. Moss Keane was involved in the team as well, who was actually a great friend of mine, who spent a year in a flat with in Dublin, which was a fairly big adventure. But after I left UCC, I came home and I got involved in the administration side with the Crokes. I was actually vice chairman at 22 of the Crokes, and I was actually chairman of the club at 24, the year I got married. And I played away until I was about 30 or so. But after that, I was running a business and I had three young children and I kind of didn't get involved much more really in the administration side, apart from the finance side, where I was involved as chairman of the finance committee for a number of years. And when we bought a few of the fields, I was chairman and trying to raise finances. But apart from that, I really wasn't involved, except when I retired, I was dead on as trainer for 2 years, and we actually won the intermediate championship in 1986, which qualified us to go senior.
And of course, you played with Kerry.
I played with minors. I won an All-Ireland under 21, and I played a few challenge matches with the senior, but that's as much as I weighed with the seniors, just a few challenge matches.
How did that minor year go, Niall? Because people like to look back, and who were your minor teammates that year? Because here in Kerry, we all look back and see who where they are now.
I played 2 years minor. I find it hard actually to think who Larnston, who was in the team.
Great
fella. Yeah, great player. An awful tragedy. A lovely fellow as well. All his family are lovely, by the way. But then I went down and I played under 21, and I played 2 years under 21. We won the final above in Innes, and there was a lot of the golden eras team were on that team, like Ger Power, John Egan, and Paddy Manny was in goal that year. And the following year then I played as well, and Paddy Shea was playing the following year, and actually he was playing above in Innes as well. And another tragedy, poor Paddy, lovely fella. That was it really. 74, we were beaten by Cork down in Carsevine, and actually I was full forward, and a person from Cork who played with the Cork seniors afterwards, who had another tragedy, Tom Creedon, was marking me.
Yeah. Owen, you remember a very busy law practice here in Killarney with your dad, Niall. How do you combine work and near professional sport? How would you combine both of them?
Well, I suppose it's all about planning, really, in that at the start of a week, you know nearly where you'll be. But even having said that, you really need a lot of support, whether it's at home or whether it's from the colleagues inside and work, because you do need to take a few hours off now and again. You do need to take days off now and again. And then at home, Mary, my wife, is a teacher here in Killarney. We've two young kids as well. So some days you mightn't be home till after 9 o'clock. So it's all about planning, and you need the support of these people. And thankfully, I have a good support network around the town.
Kian O'Neill and Eamon Fitzmaurice, two new men after coming in this year, after Jack O'Connell, who did a tremendous job. The importance, Owen, of bringing in new voices, and what difference you find now between the new men coming in and, we'd say, previous years?
Well, I suppose anybody who comes in new, there's always going to be a fresh start. And straight away, when Eamon came on board, he had a chat with everyone to see who was on board and who was interested. And he kind of laid his plans down that obviously he's there for a 3-year term. He wants to bring young fellas on to ensure that the future of Kerry football is bright. But in reality, the target has to be every year in Kerry is to achieve as much success in that calendar year as possible. So we'll set out every game to try and win. When I first spoke to Damon, he was in the process of finalising his backroom staff, and he told me that he would be bringing a first-class trainer on board, as well as a backroom team. And he has certainly achieved that. The setup is fantastic at the moment to allow the team to reach its potential and to maximise the success that hopefully this team will try and achieve in 2013.
You're not playing in the McGrath Cup now at the moment. The Crokes are getting ready for their big All-Ireland semi-final. Some of your teammates in the Crokes are playing with Kerry at the moment, Owen. Was it a decision by yourself or by Eamon Fitzmaurice to allow you, or was it a decision by Noel O'Leary, the Croke trainer?
Yeah, well, I suppose it was a joint decision by the players themselves, along with the management of both setups. It's well documented in Armagh that the success that Cross McGlynn have had has probably worked against them as regards the inter-county setup. I know that Aaron Kernan has been very vocal about that. And I suppose that Eamon is a very shrewd man that hopefully will be involved until the 17th of March. But obviously, there's a big challenge ahead of us in mid-February. If that was the case, and none of the lads were involved until the 17th of March, the whole Kerry setup is up and running, it'd be very difficult for fellas to catch up at that stage and to put a marker down for the coming season. So I know that Eamon and the lads and they met with the Crokes management, and they basically said it's in these lads' interest, in other words, that they wanted to see them in the McGrath Cup, see what kind of a level they could offer, and a few of the lads have gone in, a few of the younger fellas in particular, he felt that Cullen, myself, he had seen what we could do on the field. We didn't, in other words, the McGrath Cup wasn't going to prove anything to him. So he felt that a rest would be more beneficial for us, more senior fellas. So the likes of Fionn Fitzgerald, Brian Looney, Johnny Buckley, Michael Maloney, Kieran O'Leary have all been involved in the McGrath Cup, and it's brought them on.
Niall, Owen has 10 O'Donoghue Cup medals. I saw him winning his 10. How many have you?
2. I have a very bad record in the O'Donoghue Cup in that I played in 9 finals and I lost the first 7. But I won the last 2 anyway, so I got out with 2 medals.
Yeah, I played in 8 and won 1, so you have a better record than me overall.
Just about.
Come here, what's it like being the father of a great Kerry footballer and watch him? And what kind of a spectator are you in the stands? And what happens around you? And what are you inclined to keep your ears closed?
That's a difficult one. Well, obviously when Owen got involved, has been involved now for a number of years, it's given me a new lease of life, and that I love Jay. I've been Jayman all my life. I'm involved in Jay and everything that's good about the Jay and the community, etc. I love it. And I obviously love Owen being involved, and I'll miss it when he's not being involved. But as regards a spectator, you could ask my wife that. There's plenty of language at matches. Keep well away from me. And I'd say my heart must be okay as well, because it's been well tested over the years.
Yeah, it has indeed. Owen, turning back to you there, there's a lot of talk about the new cards coming in, the black cards, and there's changes and stuff like that. What are your views on that side of it? And do you think this black card that they're proposing to come in, one heavy tackle in your gun?
Well, I suppose it's a debatable one. It's certainly one that needs a lot of debate before it's brought in. But there's no doubt whatsoever over the last number of years, watching inter-county games and stuff, that there is a lot of cynical tackling going on to prevent the opposition building. And I can certainly see that the thought behind it is certainly very, very positive. And it's to encourage football, which down here in Kerry, we always view ourselves as footballers and promoting good football. So if it can be implemented properly, I'd be certainly very, very much in favour of it. However, you see, I suppose it's probably giving a lot of power to the referees, in that referees are only human, mistakes can be made, and a person who maybe is a slight bit late in an honest tackle could suddenly find themselves off for the rest of the game. So there's probably going to be, like any new changes, there's going to be teething problems and stuff like that, but I can certainly see that the thought process behind it, the reasoning behind it, and in general I would be in favour of it if it's implemented properly.
Yeah. Well said. Donegal, of course, last year, Owen, they raised the bar enormously. Will Kerry have to raise the bar more this year than they have the last few years? And how do you see Kerry going in relation to Donegal now and their type of fitness and their type of play? And would you be an admirer of their type of play?
Well, if you were to ask me the same question 12 months ago, I would have been very, very critical of Donegal. Their performances in 2011, I just thought was horrible football. And I even said to myself that if this is the way that GAA is going, or the way that Gaelic football is going, it's something that members will go to other sports. You're in a competitive environment between your competing sports, really, which would be primarily rugby and soccer. And with the professional aspect of both of them, they are competing sports, and that I felt that if it continued where 10, 11, 12 behind the ball, leaving one or two forwards up there, that it just, the spectacle would go and the enjoyment would go from it. Now, having said that, they deserve a huge amount of credit for their performance in 2012, where they changed that, and the scores, whereas in 2011 they were scoring 8-9 points thereabouts, conceding 4, 5, 6, 7 points, whereas they changed that completely around. And if you watch Donegal and look at their scores and analyse their scores in 2012, they were scoring a lot, but they were also conceding a fair bit. And they deserve huge credit for being able to change that within a short period. Now, obviously, they've set the bar. They're the team that have set the bar. They're there to be beaten. They're there to be knocked now. And we have to strive to achieve that. All we can do, I suppose, is prepare as professionally as possible, and we're doing that, whereby it be proper diet, proper hydration, weights, strength training, rehabilitation from injuries programs, stretching programs, and this is all even before you get to the field work. So we feel, and what I said previously last week, was that I don't think that there'll be a more professional setup throughout the country than the Kerry senior setup in 2013.
Niall, Are you surprised, or well, not surprised, that's the wrong way to put it, the setup owners after speaking about now, the whole thing now, since your time now, since you were a player yourself and since I was a player, the whole thing is so professional now, while it's not professional in many ways it is.
Oh, it's a different ball game altogether than my day. Our day, there was no such thing as rehab. Injuries were not treated properly at the time either. I don't think I ever heard of a hamstring or a groin. You just hurt your leg and you did a bit of rest, or you went into the hot baths, we were told to. That was the way we'd cure ourselves. But this is all physio training now, strength training, weights training.
It's cold baths.
Yeah, it used to be hot baths, we used to be told always, to get into a hot bath four times a day. That's how you'd cure yourself. I actually remember before Dunhill Cup finals, taking four hot baths a day, trying to get rid of injuries. But it's cold baths now, it's physios, it's every type of diet. We never had a diet. Dieticians or whatever to be, you just ate away normally. I remember Mas Keane before rugby internationals used to have a few pints up to the night before him because he said I wouldn't like to change around what I was used to. But it's a total different ballgame now.
You've watched one in all his games, and he's a prolific goal scorer. He's scored something like at least 15 goals for Kerry anyway. What are your favourite memories of your son scoring? What goals? I remember him in the Fitzgerald Stadium one day scoring three goals in a match in a championship game.
That was Kieran Donaghy's first game actually, and Kieran Donaghy got many of the match that day, and I was a bit surprised. But Kieran had a great game, but Owen got the three goals. But Kieran had a massive match as well. But the one I remember clearly was the one above against Kildare, against in Turles actually. Hopefully he'll do the same in a few weeks' time. But he got the ball out around the middle of the field and soloed the whole way through and put it in the back of the neck. It was a qualifier. I forget the year now, but I thought that was my favourite goal that he ever scored anyway. Yeah.
Owen, your position in the field, you're centre-forward and you're centre-back now, of course, and I was always very surprised that you never really kind of cemented down a place at midfield. What's your preference in relation to positions, Owen, and how many, and when you started off with Kerry, you played a wing-forward?
Yeah, I suppose at this stage I played in every line in the field bar goalkeeper, so you wouldn't know that's where I could end up in years to come. But anyway, I'm certainly enjoying the role of centre-back, whereby you see the field in front of you when you're attacking. You have a man to mark. You're not, let's say, in a position whereby, generally in a position whereby if you're slipped, a fella's in and goal, where sometimes there the cornerbacks can be in a precarious situation, one slip and a fella's in, you can cover back. It seems to be a role that's suiting me, and as I said, the centre-back role probably is the position that I've enjoyed most, really.
How did you enjoy your sojourn with the Irish team in the international series, Owen? I can't remember now, were both of them in Ireland? Did you travel? What your memories of those?
2004 and 2005 I was involved. 2004 was in Dublin, 2005 was in Australia. 2004 we beat Australia well, 2005 they beat us well. It certainly was enjoyable to meet fellas from other counties. I know that the likes of Michael Meehan, Matty Ford, Stephen McDonald, I'd still be in contact with them now and again. So you do make friends from other counties. There's a serious side to it, but there's also a social side to it. As regards a player and being an amateur player, it's a reward really. And obviously, it's an honour to play for your county, but it's also an honour, obviously, to represent your country and to wear the Irish jersey. So it's something that I know a lot of managers have been critical of, and whereby young fellas have been lost to Australia. But I would be certainly, in if it's properly managed and the series are properly run and properly refereed, I'd certainly be one that's be in favour of it.
Niall, turning back to you there, for the coming year, how do you see things panning out? You'll be a great judge of Kerry football, and in particular now when Owen's going to be captain. How do you see things panning out now and into the future?
Kerry hopefully would play Cork in the Munster final up here. And whether they win or lose, hopefully they'll win. They'll get to the August bank holiday. And if they lose, they'll be in the background, the backdoor system. And hopefully they'll get to the August weekend. And Owen always said to me, football starts the first weekend in August when you have the four quarterfinals, and it's hard to see beyond that at the moment because you don't even know who you'll be drawn against. But I suppose Kerry's ambition at the moment is to get to the August weekend and take it from there, really. Obviously, the same teams are going to be involved that have been involved the last few years, like from Leinster, you'll have Dublin and possibly Kildare, maybe Meath. Connacht you know, Galway and Mayo. Mayo seem to be stronger at the moment. Munster, Kerry and Cork, and from the Ulster, then you'll definitely have Donegal probably, and it's hard to know what else will happen above in Ulster, because it's kind of a quagmire and it's difficult to know. But all the teams I've mentioned are going to be there or thereabouts in August, and then the football starts there, and hopefully you get a few breaks for the last three games, and maybe you might get to the final, and hopefully you get a few breaks in the final and you might win it. Yeah.
As we begin to finish up, Owen, you seldom foul. Are you a disciplined player, and do you work hard on the type of game that you're going to play in? How important is it? What would you say to other defenders now listening to this?
Well, I suppose football being a team game, if you concede, particularly scoring frees, you're letting your teammates down, really. And it's something that, so disciplined tackling is very important. What we always say with the Crokes is that it takes a good player to score from play. And if a player gets a good score from play, kudos to him, well done to him. But make it easy for a free taker. It's just you're letting the team down. And whereby, if you're conceding 4, 5, 6, 7 points a game, like you're starting at a fierce disadvantage. Like, so if you can be disciplined at all, it's an awful advantage to your team. If you frees are going to happen, whereby it be just somebody coming in late, honestly, or say a 50-50 challenge, a referee makes a call against you, you catch a fella late. That's only human nature. But the simple frees, let's say to avoid, we call them a lot of the technical frees, picking the ball properly off the ground, proper fist passes. But then just what I'd call stupid frees, going through the back when a fella is picking the ball up, pulling jerseys, that kind of stuff. They have to be cut out at all costs.
Of all the goals you've scored for Kerry, which is your favourite one?
Haven't really thought about it, really. I suppose any goal in to score, I suppose one that comes to mind is the All-Ireland Final 2006, I think it was, where to get a goal in an All-Ireland Final, the game was over at that stage. Kerry were 10 or 12 points up, and I took a shot against the goalkeeper, came back, and then it was kind of just a little chip over him into the goal. It was only a minute or two to go, but still, to get a goal in an All-Ireland Final is a sweet thing.
What do you think of the standard of refereeing today, Owen? A lot of people would complain about the difference in how the different referees referee in different styles.
Yeah, one thing I would have to say is probably Gaelic football is probably one of the most difficult sports of all to referee. The pitch is very, very big. My own preference would be in a situation where you could have maybe two refs in a game. I know that they do it in the international rules. I think they do it in the Australian rules. A lot of other sports, basketball, have different officials. American football have different officials. You really need a team around the referee to support them. Like, the referee a game with a pitch 140 metres by 100 metres wide, it's an impossibility. The ball, there's a lot of stuff happening off the ball and things like that, so you really do need a good set of officials, umpires, linesmen. And at the inter-county setup, most of them are mic'd up, and the referee is aware of what's happening. But having said that, there's so much happening in the field, it's just something that I think would be helpful for the game, is if there was two referees in a game.
And final question on you, captain Kerry in 2001, when you were a young lad. What's the difference in Owen Brassnan now from 2001 to the Owen Brassnan that I'm sitting across from today?
Yeah, I suppose, well, the main difference, I suppose, is the experience that I put down with Kerry. In 2001, I was just breaking through to the team. I played the Munster Championship games as a sub, broke through to the team for the quarter-final against Dublin, did reasonably okay in them games, and took on the role of captaincy in against Meath in 2001. Obviously, that went very, very badly, as everyone knows. However, we put that to one side and we put it behind us. And in 2013, it's a very experienced team. But having said that, there's four or five of us that would have that experience backbone in the Kerry side. And that's something that I'd be hoping that I can pass on to, in particular, the younger fellas. As I said, a lot of the older fellas have that experience. They probably don't need the captain to be assisting them as much. But in particular, as I said, if I can bring on a lot of the younger fellas, give them the support that's needed, that'd be something that I'd be hoping to do.
Well done. Finally, Niall, last word to you. Two more members in the family, another one of my footballer.
Kieran. Oh, sorry, excuse me, sorry. Yeah, yeah. I have Kieran, he's my son. He's
good footballer. Where's Kieran now?
Kieran had a lot of problems with his back in the Emigrated for a year and toured the world, And when he came back, he got a job in Dublin, and actually he joined Coola in Dublin through Des Cahill, actually, who was a friend of mine. He wanted to play with Dublin, so he joined Coola, and he actually got to a county final with them, and they were beaten by a pint in the final. And he's now playing with Nace in the Kildare County Championship, because he's living in Salins. And the, travelling up and down wasn't really on, because he was working hard, and he's a girlfriend above in Salins as well. So he's playing with, in Nace at the moment, and he's training with them, actually. He dislocated his shoulder recently doing weights one morning. But I have a daughter called Emer. Emer doesn't play much sports, really, except she does a bit of swimming and jogging and stuff. But she's working in EMC in Ballincollig as a chartered accountant.
Yeah. Well, listen, lads, I want to thank you sincerely for taking time out to talk to me and you too, Niall. As a matter of fact, as late as yesterday, Sunday, I stood by your grandfather's grave in Ahadore, because there was a lovely nun being buried in Killarney. She had been in Killarney and she was being buried, and by just pure chance, her grave was directly across from Niall's dad, from your grandfather. And I was talking to the nuns, and there was one particular nun, Sister Vianney, who I mentioned in my book a lot. And I said, Sister Vianney, do you know that your sister is being buried opposite the grandfather of the Kerry captain? And do you know what she said? Wouldn't I love to be buried there? Niall, thanks for talking to me. And Owen, listen to me, the best of luck. I want trouble you for the rest of the year until you bring home the Sam Maguire. And thanks.